Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, wherever the time is at this time. God bless your hands upon you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is that you and all listeners are called to share their biblical experience so that we can grow thereby. But we thank you right now, O God, to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one, O God, the listeners, wherever they might be. And God, we ask you, to your Son, Jesus Christ, to be a healer, O God, not only mentally but physically, of the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Fill our cup. David said, Lord, fill my cup to my cup. Because sometimes we go through stress and trials and tribulation. Amen. And Lord, we find that when we go through these trials and tribulations, oh Lord, we begin to run low on our spiritual strength. Lord, we need your strength. We're praying for strength right now. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Lord, we need your strength. We need your touch. In the name of Jesus, come and breathe on every listener, wherever they might be. Use this electronic means, oh God, to be in touch with your child, your children, whoever they might be, wherever they might be, in this time of need. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Thank God for you being you and you, wherever you might be. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, wherever you might be, amen. We always open up the show first, then we go to the studio and ask those that want that are listening that you desire to come in and give comments, vision, and dreams. You all have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. Then our technician will put you in, and you can express yourself. We will not ask for your name. Amen. Amen. We're talking here, amen, a thought that sometimes we overlook. We overlook, and that's what Blog Talk is about. Amen. We're trying to iron sharpen iron. We try to come together. His name, there he be in the midst, and we come together, amen, to explore, amen, the works of the enemy, amen. Not only that, but look at some of the things we might make mistakes of, amen. Because problems come in three parts. Sometimes we can make a mistake, amen. It can cause confusions of situations to develop. Amen. And the second thing, amen, problems can come from the world. Amen. The world through natural means, where we have the storm, the wind, the enemy. He plans and plots situations. Amen. He uses people, amen, and circumstances against you. And you might not be aware of some of the tricks, and it turn around, you feel that, well, I am making all of these problems of myself, but it's not so, and not so. Amen. The question, and we are exploring, amen, starting out in the Garden of Eden, there, whatever Bible you have, amen, you should make sure much as possible is a well-known translation. It's a well-known translation used all over the world. One of them is the King James Bible. It's been translated, amen, in different languages, amen. And as you go publicly, you'll find, amen, that this Bible, amen, is known in all